Okay.
Okay.
This is your show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you want music or no?
Yes.
Okay. We need to develop you your own intro, don't we? Instead of using ours?
Yes.
Yeah. You need your own one where it says Daddy and Skeeter Pie or something. You know, we'll have to work that out.
Rolling down the freeway with a ragtop town, I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Two blind squirrels at night.
Oh, yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show, Skeeter Pie will be trying two candy bars.
The Crunch. Well, actually, the Nelson Crunch.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio.
The Hershey's. Well, it's actually Mr. Goodbar. But
yeah, you've got Mr. Goodbar and
yes,
Nestle's
and
Crunch. Nestle's Crunch, or the Crunch Bar.
Yes.
Nestle's Crunch. Okay. And so we're very excited about this, yes?
Yes, 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 yes.
And and notice anything, just, you know, tell us what you want to tell us. How are they different?
Okay. One of them, one's named Crunch and one's Mr. Goodbar. But one has peanuts in it. What does the Crunch Bar have in it?
Well, look there and see. It looks like some kind of, like almost like a Rice Krispie or something, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like a cereal or something?
Maybe. So that's another difference.
Okay.
And they maybe smell different.
It's all bumply on the back. The Crunch Bar is all bumply on the back.
This one, the Mr. Good Bar, you can see kind of the nuts peeking through.
So. Oh, yeah, you can, can't you? On the back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to take a sniff of them and see if there's any difference in the smells? They sure smell good from here, but I can't tell which one I'm smelling.
Okay, the Mr. Good Bar smells like chocolate.
Okay, and what does the Crunch Bar smell like? Probably chocolate, too.
Yeah, chocolate.
Is there any difference in them at all? Different chocolates or same?
Same.
Same. Well, now I guess it's the time
for the test.
Which one are you going to try first?
The Mr. Good Bar.
Okay. She's chewing it. She's enjoying it. She's smiling.
Yes.
It must be good.
It is very good.
Okay.
I'll give it an 8.
That good, huh?
Another 8, yes.
Another 8. Not a 9. We haven't had a single 9 yet. So another 8 for, this is for the Mr. Good Bar. You like the peanuts in it. You like the mixture of the peanuts and the
chocolate.
And
yes,
the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? Did you just take another bite of the Mr. Good Bar? Okay. All right.
Should you write it down?
Yes, I do need to write that down. Thank you very much for reminding me.
Welcome.
Okay. Give me this piece of paper, please. All right.
Time to try the Crunch Bar.
It's time to... Oh, yes, you're ready. Okay, here goes the Crunch Bar. Okay, let's see if there's any difference here in the actual bars. We've got
way different.
Oh, it's different?
Way different.
This
one is very crunchy.
Well, its name is Mr. Crunch Bar, so I would assume it would be crunchy.
It is very crunchy, and
okay.
The chocolate tastes different than the other chocolate.
Oh, it has a different chocolate too.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it richer or
I can't tell.
Richer or lighter?
Let me see again.
The Mr. Good Bar has 250 calories. The Crunch Bar has 220 calories. So there's a 30-calorie difference.
Mm.
Which chocolate do you like better, the chocolate in the Mr. Good Bar or the chocolate in the Crunch Bar?
Mr. Good Bar.
Really? And which do you like better, the crunch of the Crunch Bar or
the crunch
or the peanuts?
Peanuts.
You like the peanuts better than the crunch. What were you going to say about the crunch?
The crunch I'll give I don't know. 5.
So just about average. Yeah. It's average.
Not as good as the Mr. Goodbar.
You would eat it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not like the Zero. The Zero you didn't like at all.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't. You don't even want one of those anymore.
Mm-mm.
Since she just took another bite of Mr. Goodbar. I think she likes the Mr. Goodbar. That's the first one you've taken.
Okay. Can you change Mr. Goodbar to a 9?
We have a change. It's going to a 9. She really likes Mr. Goodbar. Okay. Well, and there you have it. That's a good. She's washing it down with orange juice, which I do not approve of at all. It should be milk, but that's just me. That's just me. Should have milk with your chocolate bar, but okay. All right. Well, that has been our rating and Skeeter's.
Wait.
Oh, yes, you have more to say?
And it says on the chocolate bar, it says Hershey. I mean, on the Mr. Goodbar, it says Hershey's on it.
It sure does.
That's weird.
What does it say on the other one?
Nelson's Crunch.
Nestle's Crunch.
Nestle's Crunch.
There you go.
And it has a little dot with an R in it.
Oh, okay. That means it's restricted or whatever. Copyrighted. Well, okay. Cool. Excited about our trip to Duma?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want to see, what's her name?
Abigail.
Okay. And I want to play the fun stuff there too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to have lots of fun stuff to do. We're going to have...
And you're going to do a very good job too.
You think so? You got to hear my speech today. What'd you think of it?
Okay.
It was okay?
I had a lot of mistakes.
Uh-oh. I had a lot of mistakes.
I had a little mistakes is what I said.
Oh, okay. And it was over your head? You didn't understand much of it?
Not much of it, no.
Oh, I'm going to have to redo that a little bit and see if I can get more comprehensible. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.
Do you have anything else you want to? Oh, I know what we need to tell people.
What?
Something very exciting. Skeeter has a phone number for people to call in. And Skeeter Skeeter will take one call. We're going to try taking one call on our show for Saturdays on the Candy Bar Show. And the number to call in, if you'd like to leave a message for Helen, is 206-666-4161.
There's a lot of sixes in my number.
A lot of sixes in your number. That's right. So if you'll call in, if you want to call in and leave a message for this show, you can call into that number, and we will try to play one a week, and we'll try to pick one and play that. But I'll try to let her listen to all of them anyway. I'll try. We'll see how it goes. But one step at a time. But anyway, I thought we would add that to the show since you're doing such a good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well.
Anything else?
I have a new cousin. I think I already told you that.
I think we discussed that last week, didn't we?
Yes.
But you got to spend some time with
her. Yes, yes. I got to hold her, too.
You get to hold her?
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Yes. She's tiny.
She is tiny, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
That all?
Yes.
All right, I guess that's about it. That's all Helen has to say today.
Yes.
All right, well, Vails Candiles, everybody.
Vails Candiles.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.